So, this gentleman coming to the Stagel area, longtime friend of the show, fantastic essayist, storyteller, theatrical producer in Chicago. Also, I just found out, working on a book, so I want to hear about that. Let's hear from Mike Gifford!
Yeah. Oh my God. Hello, thank you. I think that the saddest image in the world is a man wearing tidy whities crying in the shower. I called my mother in the middle of the night to tell her that, to see what she thought, and she wasn't impressed. So I also knew a guy. I used to hang out in the illegal card game, and there was a guy, I'll call him PJ, because those letters don't appear in his name at all. But he got shot in the back of the head once. And my friend, who was the dealer for the game, she's like, look at the back of the head. You're like, yeah, that's one hell of a scar he's got back there. And she said, well, thank God he drinks beer, because if he wouldn't have bent down to pick up his beer, that bullet would have gone straight through. What else? Oh, and with the... And I once... was involved with a guy named Ho Chi Minh from North Korea. And I thought his name was Keith. But then he told me, no, I'm an insurance adjuster. And so I used Keith because I didn't want it to be, you know, confusing on the phone. My name is Ho Chi Minh. And my mother's from North Vietnam. That's in North Vietnam. And we immigrated to Canada because she was a mail order bride. And then she divorced her wealthy husband, took a lot of his money. And then she married another wealthy guy and took all of his money. And then I dated him for a while. And Ho Chi Minh gave the best blowjob I've ever had in my life. The best. So I reckon I figure that's why they won the war. So just guessing. Okay, so back to it. I've performed in a lot of unconventional places, such as garages, a roof, attics, living rooms, basements, and even once at a bathhouse where naked men watched while only wearing towels in between orgasms. True. It's true. So I thank you, Brian and Melissa, for welcoming us into your home. Sidebar. Yeah, right? Clap, clap, clap. When I was in college, sidebar, when I was in college, we'd hang out all the time in homes that would inevitably be trashed, and it was assumed as acceptable. Everybody hung out. A lot of hanging out when you're younger. Not so much when you're older. Well, on one occasion of late night stupidity, we all awoke to discover somebody had ejaculated onto the coffee table. Bad form, even by our standards. And we never quite figured out who was the culprit. I will say, as I reminisce on that jizz mystery, it truly is amazing to imagine that somebody had the fortitude to climax all the way from the couch on the center of the coffee table. I mean, at my age now, I'd be really happy to get halfway there. Well, as I look around this room, I figure we're all past that. Alas, and the sidebar, Thunderdome. The first thing that comes to my mind when I hear Thunderdome is strong women and how many women were primary mentors who shaped me. So if you want to blame somebody, blame a woman. Now, going back to my grandmother who potty trained me, by leaving me at age 2 with my pants around my ankles crying for mercy as she closed the accordion door of the tiny bathroom, leaving me to relieve myself in the lavatory. It was a nightmare that has forever scarred me, but I am housebroken, so thanks. I write my grandmother, who is now 95, letters every week to remind her of how much she screwed me up. Then, my dear mother, she made me read classic literature as a small child before I was allowed to watch television or play outside. Torture for me at the time, but I'll be grateful for her instilling those values in me. But a hug would have been nice. There was also my 11th grade English teacher, Mrs. Sands, who taught us in class, don't be a legend in your own mind, to thwart our adolescent and later adult life egos. She was the first person I came out of the closet to, and Mrs. Sands' love and compassion laid the foundation that would shape who I am today. However, when she was introduced to my comedy, she said, you probably shouldn't be doing that. It's too caustic. Then Dawn Ann Lewis Hunter Rice Maddox, who was my boss at the Ohio Senate. Dawn, with all her eccentricities, showed me empathy, common sense in the real world, and how not to be a dick, no matter how important I thought I was. Dawn was also the dealer at that illegal poker game. Dawn also told me the story of Donnie. Second sidebar, the Donnie story. So there was this guy named Donnie who lived in a trailer in Dawn's driveway. And Dawn was explaining to me, she was very West Side Columbus. So she kind of white trash. But in any case, but I love Dawn. And Dawn was teaching me about different kinds of cocks and what to avoid and what not to. She had a lot of interesting, like one day when she was at the Ohio Senate, Dawn would wear these single color jumpsuits that had embroidery on them. And it's all marble in there. And you could hear Dawn clicking down the... And she'd go, what's shaking, bacon? And she'd always have these... So anyway, one day she was wearing this white jumpsuit, okay? And she turned to me and she goes, oh, shit, Mike, it's that time of the month. And she turned down and I swear to God, it looked like somebody had stabbed her. And we're in the Ohio Senate, in the Pillars of Greatness. And Dawn taught me how that worked. That she's like, cover for me. I'll be right back. And so she went home. And then she came back. And she's like, oh, thank God. I even had time to shower. It was incredible. So Donnie lived in a trailer in her driveway. And she said, Mike, I got to tell you. Donnie had the biggest balls I'd ever seen. They were like bowls balls. She go, they were balls. So she said, you know, whenever you tap balls, they kind of move, like they have a mind of their own. And I said, no. She's like, well, you will. And she said, but Donnie's balls were huge. You touch them. And so one day I was playing internet poker in my house, and Donnie walked in, and he was stark naked. And I saw his balls and his dick, and he goes, hey, you want some of this shit? And she goes, no, fuck yourself. And so she goes back. See, I go back to playing video poker. Well, I'm sitting there smoking my cigarette, playing poker, and all of a sudden, I feel this thing on the side of my cheek. And I realize Donnie has stuck his cock on my face. So I grab my lighter, I lit that shit on fire. She goes, that's how you deal with that. End of sidebar. And I've known so many more amazing women in my life. Like my now retired Methodist minister, now self-proclaimed clairvoyant, cigar-smoking, convertible-driving, amazing woman and mentor, Deb Speer. To the woman who taught me to cook and garden, but mostly ought to be selfless, named Dorothy Stritt. And now, even such women in my life as my friends Emily Forsey, Shanine Shelby, Phoebe Perry, Shelby Quinn, Lydia House, and the dazzling lesbian Erin Diamond. I have been and am shaped by rudely elegant women. As a result, I am a gold star gay, and the mere sight of a vagina could kill me. Well, considering the men I've brought willingly into my life, death by vagina may have been a better option. Well, I don't need another hero. Check. Because I have plenty of dynamic and powerful women in my life, and for that, I am ever so grateful. Thank you again for allowing me and all of us into your house, and I am happy to have Eric back on stage. Thank you all.
Mike, I love Mike, everybody. Give it up. That was so great.